b'shalach tari et ha'om. Vayihi, the Medrash says, is the lashon of tsar. Vayihi is the lashon of tsar. What's the lashon of tsar? Sfasemes explains, what's the lashon of tsar? Because the reason the Mitzrayim are still running out of the Mitzrayim are running after the Yidden is because the Klal Yisrael didn't totally come out of Mitzrayim. Or actually, Mitzrayim didn't come out of them yet. They were in the Memtesh Shari Tumah, and there was the Yitziyah Ba'oifen Chipazoin, and then they have to work on themselves still, but for 49 days. The beginning of the Yitziyah is only starting now, and that's why Mitzrayim is still running after them. That's why Mitzrayim and Taka still running. Had they totally went out of Mitzrayim, Taka, there wouldn't be any Shaykhis for Mitzrayim to run after them. Mitzrayim wouldn't attach themselves to a Yisrael that's totally detached from them already. Shaykhis, they still had a little Mitzrishkeit. A lot of Mitzrishkeit. It was a Yitziyah Ba'ofen Milamalo, but now they have to work on it. And that's the Tzar Taka. There's another Pshat that the Tzar is, it's Vayhi B'Shalach Pariyasa'om. The Oilam thought that Pari is the one that sent him out. Even after all the Makas, not to realize that it's Yad Hashem, but Pari sent us out. Oh, the Yeshua came because Pari sent us out. That's the Lashon of Tzar. But after saying that, Avada, the Emes is the Abrus that sent him out. It wasn't B'Shalach Pariyasa'om. V'Leinochem Elikim Derech Eretz Plishtim Ki Karibu. Ki Omer Elikim, Pen Yinochem Ha'om V'Oitha Melchoma V'Shav Mitzroim. Zot Targim Yoinesen. Which Melchoma, what are they going to see? Targum Yonason explains, and this is brought down also in the Midrashim, that 30 years before Yetzias Mitzrayim, 200,000 Yidden from Shevet Ephraim. If you make a cheshbon, that there was 600,000 from Klal Yisrael, but 450 started Makas Choshech, so 30 years earlier, make a cheshbon, from Ephraim alone comes 200,000 Yidden, and they made a cheshbon of the Geula, that the cheshbon is now, and they went out, and they were killed by the Pelishtim. And therefore, the Eibush is worried. The Leinochem Elikim Derech Eretz Plishtim. That Derech that the Bnei Ephraim went, because then Yinochem on Beroisa Melchama, they're going to see that the Atzomites of that of the Karbonis from that Melchama was still out there. And that's when then Yinochem on, they're going to want to go back to Mitzrayim. The Medrash brings on it a Moshel a Melech that went to a faraway country and he married an Isha and he brings her back. Now he brings back the Isha to his Medina. And on the way back, she was Nifter. And he was kaiver her, the Pesach Ha'ir, right by the entrance of the city where from his country. He went back to that faraway Medina and he went to marry Achoy Tishlei. He married his sister. When he's coming back the second time, the king says to himself, I'm not going to bring my new wife back now the same way. I'm going to make a sibub. I don't want her to pass by the kever of the previous wife. And that's why we're going to make, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Misabe Boisom, Mayase Velikim, that they shouldn't see the Muhammad, it means they shouldn't see from the Bnei Ephraim that went out earlier. I saw once a pshat that it says Moshe Rabbeinu was taking the atlas Yosef because Yosef was Hashbeya Hishbiya as Bnei Yisroel. Them is all the Shvatim. Each Shevet was Mashbiya. Their own Shevet to take out their Atzomus. So what's that is that Yosef is Mashbiya Klal Yisroel, and in the end we see Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was Nefasik. So one shot is because Ephraim and Menashe are up Ketel, and Taka took Atmos Ephraim, Shevet Menashe, Taka took Atmos Menashe. But like this shot, Yosef saw Benavua that he knew that indeed Ephraim is going to come out and want to go leave earlier. And Pokoi Yifkoi is going to be a second time, not when they make the mistake and they think the Geul already started. Before the Geul there was a Shlav, they thought the Geul started. That was a mistake, and the Bnei Ephraim went out. And maybe they would have taken the Atmos Yosef if Yosef was Mashbiya just his Shevet. That's why Yosef was Mashbiya the Gantz Bnei Yisrael. And Taka, Shevet Ephraim had already read that earlier, and Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Atmos Yosef. Vayikach Moshe et Atmos Yosef, Imoy, the Gemara Darshan's on that. Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvot. Then Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was Oisek in Atmos Yosef, which was a mitzvah because Yosef was Mitzvah them with a Shvuah. And Shar Klal Yisrael was Osku Bebiza. So it's interesting, the Gemara in Soita Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, Boy Re'eh, Kamach Aviva is Mitzvah on Moshe Rabbeinu, that Klal Yisrael was Isaac in the Biza. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah, he was Isaac in Atmos Yosef. The Gemara then is Manshech, and it asks, and how did they Taka know where Atmos Yosef were? So the Gemara brings the story that Moshe Rabbeinu went on the Sfas HaNilois, and he put in Cheres, that the Kigia ate, that the Eibush said that it's time for the Geula, and it was Miyat Safa Raimi Shal Yosef. So what's the Hemshech of the Gemara, in Saita? The first half of the Gemara says Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvot, and then that, and where, how did they talk and know where Yosef was? Why is that connection? So the Pshat, the Emes, you could have learned, you know how they found Atmos Yosef? Everyone was Isaac in the Biza, and Toich Kedei being Isaac in the Biza, Zugisrof into the Atmos Yosef. But the Gemara says, Shteita Nishtazai, that it was a separate cheshbon, that the rest of Klai was being Isaac in the Biza, and Moshe Rabbeinu was not being Isaac in the Biza, and instead he was Chacham Levi, he was looking for Atmos Yosef. Frank, the Gemara says, how did they find it? But I saw an alternative shot. Tosfos over there in Saita asks, it says that Serach Bas Asher was the one that told Moshe Rabbeinu where the Atmos Yosef was. Fred Tosfos, why Serach Bas Asher? There was also Yair and Makir B'nai Menashe that Alpi the Cheshbon was still alive. Why didn't they say where the Atmos Yosef was? So the Pshat is because it says Klal Yisrael, the Ganta Klal Yisrael, every single member of Klal Yisrael was being Isaac in the Biza, including Yair and Makir B'nai Menashe. Serach, the Viber Nish, Serach Nish. Or Yair and Makir, that's the Hemshech HaGemara. If everyone is being Isaac in the Biza, so then it's Shver, then you have Tosfos Kash. So how did they find it? That's the Gemara, Serach Bas Asher. The Gemara says they were incited that the entire time they were in the midbar, the Aroni Shal Yosef, the Atmos Yosef, was going in front of them together with the Aron of the Shechina. And the Gemara even asked, what's the Shaitis that the Aron of Yosef is going with the Aron of the Shechina? Tosfos Shans incited that Yisgimel over there brings from a Medrash that they took the Atmos Yosef and put it in the Oyer of a Keves, and the Keves, the Oyer of that Keves came to Tchiyah, it had a Ruach Chaim, and that's what it means, Noyeg Katzoyin Yosef. The Pasuk says Noyeg Katzoyin Yosef, because the Atmos Yosef were in this Oyer of a Keves. So I saw a Kasha in Sefer Kerem Chemed, Santa Kasha, he asks, the Gemara learns out, in Pesachim Daf Samach Zayin, the Gemara learns out that a Tomei Meis is allowed to go into the Machane Leviyah. There's different levels, which Tomei has to go out of where. And Metzoyer is Nishlach even from Machane Yisrael, and a Balkeri from Machane Leviyah. A Tomei Meis is only Osir in Machane Shechina. A Tomei Meis, and even a Meis Atmoi, can go into Machane Leviyah. What's the Gemara's Makar? In Pesachim Daf Samach Zayin, I'm an Aleph. Our pasuk, Vayigach Moshe es Atmos Yosef Imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi. Vayigach Moshe es Atmos Yosef Imoy. Imoy b'mechitzasoy. That the Atmos Yosef were in the chitzah with Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Frek der Akasha. These are some that had chiyas amesim. They were come with chiyah. They were in the Oreh Keves and they had Ruach Chaim. And he brings the Gemara. Neither of the Ayin. The Gemara says that the Ben Hashunamis. The Gemara declares it was the Ben Hashunamis Tomei. The Gemara says no, because that's the amesim something, not a chai. This is chai. So L'chayra, even though the Atmos Yosef were in an Orshel Keves and the Orshel Keves came to Tchia, the Atmos Yosef is still a mess. L'chayra. As I have found an Akasha, that L'chayra, why should it be a Raya from the Gemara? If you have it, it's Parshas and Kriyas Yamsuf. This is a verse from the Noam Elimelech. He says, the Gevaldike Moshel. Kriyas Yamsuf was a big nace, and Avada was a nace, Shaloike Derech HaTeva, for Klal Yisrael to learn. But he says, the Moshel, there was once a famous painter or an artist that created a horse that looked so real, it looked mamash so gewaldic real. And anyone that came close, they mamash thought it's a real sus. And he put it berchoyvishal ear that people should be nispo from it. And then he saw that people are walking by and they're not being nispo. And he had worked in his very staff and it was really, really live looking. And he had a big chalisha sadas because he saw people are walking by, kilu. Sons is affairs, it's insane. In those days, there was a Ferdinand and Gas. What were the people on this boat? So finally, a Chacham explained to me, he says, that's good for the goddess of your picture. It's so real. It's so real that they think it's a fair. So I say to them, is that a fair than God? What's to be in this boat? I have an eighth of them. Take the painting and cut it in half. Push it slice it in half into two different pieces. Then the oil will be in this boat. The cut is a painting of oil, and it's so real looking. You cut it in half, then they'll be in this boat. So to the eighth is made a yam. The Yam is a Gevaldik Bria. Is that a good? My Rova, my Seth, Hashem. It's Gevaldik. I'm a garnish Teva. I'm a Seth, I'm a Seth. It's a Doi Yam. I'm a Seth, it's a Doi Yam. You split it in half. Oh! Then the Fashtei Chanaim. And then you Fashtei already that the Yam is already a Spilus. The Kriya Nes Yamsuf, the Nes, Shaloika Derech HaTeva, is the marshal that vises that Teva is Nes. Teva is Elikim. Teva is Gematria Elikim. HaTeva. The Eibes, everything is the Rabbani Shlomo. However, you have to cut it in half to see that. So let's bring to the marshal. So Paro is running after them. It says, "Va'omar Paro libnei Yisrael nevuchim heim ba'oret sogar aleim hamidbar." Pashut Pshat Rashi says, "Va'omar Paro libnei Yisrael." There's no bnei Yisrael there. It's "Va'omar Paro al bnei Yisrael." Paro is talking about the bnei Yisrael. But the Targum Yoinasin says, "No, va'omar Paro libnei Yisrael." Who is he talking to? Zok the Targum Yoinasin. He's talking to Dothan v'Aviram. Dothan v'Aviram were still there. They stayed in Mitzrayim. They didn't go out for Kriyas Yamsuf. And he's talking to them. So the Emes, the Mefarshim asks, so if Dothan v'Aviram didn't go out with Kriyas Yamsuf, so how taka did they get out in the end? And also, why didn't they die in the Makkah of Choshech? They deserve to die in the Makkah of Choshech. All the Yidden that were Mesiyahs from the Gula, they didn't even go out. Right? You have to know when the Gula comes, the Gula comes. If you go out earlier, that's the Bnei Ephraim. You're holding by Choshech and you still don't want to go out, the Abish to kill again, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael. And then those that are Zayach in the Gula come out to the Gula. Oh, but what is Dothan v'Aviram? They didn't want to go out. The Mepharshim talk about it. You know, Znaim Latoyra state, Shana Derher, he says, Be'emes Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi that they're going out for 3 days. We spoke about this the other week. That Be'emes Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Paroi they're going out for 3 days. So there's various shot in how that stems. What was the pshat? We said a taich. Be'emes Taka, the original plan was the Taka only go out for 3 days, get chizik, and then be mamshech. That they shouldn't fall into the 50th Shara Tum and be mamshech Taka for 400 years. Why Taka didn't they do that? However, there's one shot to learn that it was a cover up. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Havan is Chachma Lo, he also does with Chachma. He tells them we're going for 3 days. Now, really, Moshe Rabbeinu told everyone that they're going out for good. But he didn't want to, that they should know. So, apparently, they said for 3 days. The Zokter Avada to Dothan Vaviram. Dothan Vaviram were Kurd Lamalchus, and they Avada would have been Malshin. So they weren't Megala to Dothan Vaviram. Dothan Vaviram thought they're going after 3 days on. Oy bazoi, Taka, Dothan Vaviram stayed in the shrine because they say, it doesn't interest us to go be Makav Kavanas Nimibu for 3 days. But that, it's an Avla, Avada. Oh, but the Taina was, Lechaira, do you see us Mitzrayim? They're going out, and you're saying yes, and you should die in Chayshach. No, Dothan Vaviram thought it's only a 3 day trip. They don't have a bother on the 3 day trip. Taka, it's an Avla. Of an Ishkeferlich, he can't ask that they deserve to die. That the Klai Yisrael doesn't want to go out deserves to die. They were the only one, they weren't held into the secret. They thought it was a 3 day trip, and Taka, they were about on the 3 day trip. Oh, but it's not a time why they deserve to die in Makas Choshech. And I will learn it. State in Kriyas Yamsuf, Hayom Rov Ayonis. So the Medrash, Ma Ro Hayam, Hayom Rov Ayonis, Ma Ro Hayam, right to the Rabbi Shmuel. Version of a Medrash, a famous Medrash, Hasach, Zroshus Veginem. Ma Ro Hayom, right to the Rabbi Shmuel. What's the Shaykhis? So Rabbi Yonis and Ivish, it says the Pshat, because the Emes, when the Yam was coming to see with that, he should. That there should be a Kriyas Yamsuf, the Yam comes up to the Rabbi Nishmael and says, Haloloev the Avoy Dezor, Haloloev the Avoy Dezor. And then it's true. They were in the Memtev Shari Tumah. There's going to be, you see now, because of Chus Ovis and because of the Haftoch of Brisbane and Tzor, and they're going to attack it, be Oyla Mala Mala by themselves the next 49 days. But right now, it is how? Haloloev the Avoy Dezor, Haloloev the Avoy Dezor. So the Abish answers, like one of the Sechana Medrash, they're going to do Tshuva, or they did Tshuva, or they're going to do Tshuva. Now, who says it helps Tshuva? The Prat, that is totally in the Chakira, we talk about Kaseidu, are the Yidden of Ben Noyach. Before Matan Torah, do they have a din of Ben Noyach? Or they have a din of Yisroel? Same as Shiloh. And it could be they have a din of Ben Noyach. Very often that Shuva helps. But the Teretz is a ride, and even by a Ben Noyach, Shuva helps. You know, the Chazal say, Yishmol also Shuva. By Yichbru, Oiso, Yitzchok, Yishmol, Bonav, that Yishmol was Mechabi, because they go first. Yishmol did Shuva. What's the smach that Taka? It was Miskabel his Shuva. Rice of the Rabbi Yishmol, there would be a Tana called Rabbi Yishmol. If Yishmol didn't do Tshuva, there would be a Tana called Yishmol. It's Rice of the Rabbi Yishmol, is a Raya of Yishmol as a Tshuva, and that's the Tshuva Minatzachas, the Taina Minatzachas of the Rabbi Yishmol, that the Yam should split, that you're asking, Halo Loev De Avodah Zarah, Halo Loev De Avodah Zarah? They did tshuva. Another pshat in this medrash, Ma Ro Rav writes to Rabbi Shmuel, Be'emes, Be'yam, made a kal v'chomer. Hayom Rav, Hayonois, Hayardein Yisag v'ochor. If the Yardein split for Yeshua, so certainly the Yam should split for Moshe, kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is one of the Yudgimu Midois, Shatar and Adreshes Ben. Ma Ro Hayom, the Yam saw writes to Rabbi Shmuel. Those that didn't say the abridged version of Sukkot the Zimra today, and said a little bit, Karbonis. Brice and Rabbi Shmuel, Kal V'Choymer. So the Kal V'Choymer was the makar for the Yam to split. There's another pshat in the Prashas Drochem he brings, also that the Medrash says that the Yam didn't want to split. Halo Loev De Avodah Zarah, Halo Loev De Avodah Zarah. So the Eibishter says back, this is the Lashon of the Medrash, he's Medayik, the Prashas Drochem. Shoyte Sheva Oilom. They did Avodah Zarah. Klumas Adon Shoygei Kemezid Va'oynis Kerotzoin. What's the taina? They were Shoygei, they were an Oynis. But interesting lesson of the Medrash. The Medrash says that the Eberster says back to the Yam, Shoygei Sheva Oilom, Yadani is Shoygei and an Oynis. What's the Oishmik Shoygei and Oynis? Zok the Prashas Drachim, Alpi Darkoi Ba'arichos, but we're going to touch on to the Nakuda. The Chakira is, do the Yidin here, do the Bnei Yisrael, the Yoytzei Mitzrayim, we'll call them, do they have a din of a Yid? Or they have a din of a Benoich? They have a din of a Yisrael or a din of a Benoich? The Yoytzei Mitzrayim. Now, L'chayr, if they have a din of a Yisrael, then even if they were Ba'oinis, a Yisrael has a chiv of Yard Val Yavar, even Ba'oinis, is a chiv of Yard Val Yavar. Avodah Zarah is a chiv of Yard Val Yavar. It's grad of the Sagrayim, Shitas Rav Yishmoel, is that there's no Yard Val Yavar in Avodah Zarah. It's an Ezim. Rav Yishmoel's chiv, there's no Yard Val Yavar in Avodah Zarah. And that's another pshat in Rav writes to the Rav Yishmoel. It's made the Rav Yishmoel from Davin, it's made Shitas Rav Yishmoel. But the pashtas, the cheshbon is, if they have a din of Yisrael, the chiv of Yard Val Yavar. Me'idach is if they're a benoyach, then a benoyach doesn't have a chiv yard v'yavar, but a benoyach is chayv even on shoygig. So now the yam comes with a taina, and the yam says, I want to be machmer both ways. Say that they have a din of a benoyach, and say that they have a din of a yishmael. And if they're a mechuyach, they're over the avoy desor. The Eibishter says back, shoyte. A shoyte is someone that goes peseach ha-stasif. A guy that has a chumra, a kaimel, and gam kechumra de beishami, and gam kechumra de beishil, is a shoyte. Oike be sil be kulein be kumrein, oike be shami be kulein be kumrein. Zog te ebish te bach teri yam, shoyte sheba oilam, kluma sa dan, shoye ke meidir en oinas ke rotzoin, me malim shoch. You want to be mach when they have a din of a yid? A yid is miyar vo yavar? But they were shoygig. Shoygig is potter by yid. You want to dan like a benoyach? Benoyach has a ptor oinas. Double chumra, oich is via benoyach, oich is via yisro, that's already a shoyte. Shoyte sheba oilam, not to dan them with oinas ke rotzoin and shoygig ke meidir. So the standing by the Yam, the Medrash brings a lashon over here, the Medrash Rabbah Fanort, that when they come out of the Mitzrayim, the Klal Yisrael now is nidma to a yoina is running away from the nate that's chasing after it. So the yoina is nichmas to the nekikasela, it finds a tree with a little hole and it tries to sneak in over there. It goes into the hole and there's a nachash. Now he doesn't know where to go. From David's item. Kach Klal Yisrael, they're going out of Mitzrayim. On one end is a midbar, nechoshim v'akrovim, on the other side, goyam, mitzrayim, nosam achreim, from the other side. I once heard a taich, the Gemara says in Pesachim, that kuf yudches, the Gemara says, koshin is a noisuf shel odom, kekriyas yamsus. The Gemara says koshin, was zavgun kekriyas yamsus, this is noch asugya, we spoke an under a time, oh, but it's the Gemara of koshin, mizay noisuf shel odom kekriyas yamsus. That's them, it's like parashat, parashat hamon, it's the sugya from the zoyus. Oh, the question is a nice of Shalodom to Kriyas Yamsus. What's the Shaykhus to Kriyas Yamsus question is a nice of Shalodom? The Gemara Darshan is a Pasuk. Nice of Lechem Lechol Basar, Vesomach Lei Ligzer, Legoy to Yamsus Ligzer. Over, I Darshan the Gemara, Mesochem Dav Kuf Yudchev. What's the Shaykhus Kriyas Yamsus to Mizoyus? So there's many Pshat, I heard once a Pshat. Kriyas Yamsus, the Klai Yisrael is standing there. On one hand is Nochash Va'akar of Midbar, Mitzacheni is a Mitzrayim coming after him. Al-Pisechel, a nate is going to happen, Avada. What could happen? They can go back to Mitzrayim and make a Mulchama and even a Tzeach be Mulchama. They'll go into the Midbar and Ba'ifa Neis, and the Choshev HaKrovim won't bother them. Hayal al-Adaf, that would be the Muskalishin. Arayin and Yam. That's like not even a Tzad. You're going to rest with your Tzad. What's the option here? Either we'll win the war or we'll go into the Midbar. They're trying to gain Arayin and Yam. And from there comes the Yeshua. From the least Floridic where you thought that it would come from. And canal is kosher as an Eifish Lodom, a mensch macht a Zay Shtadlus, a Zay Shtadlus, on Tuesday, on a different day of the week. Via Machte, Shtadlus, the Yeshua comes from under us. The Eifish appears to them. You make your Shtadlus here and there, but the Basoif, that's the Tzustel to, and Ulai, ich weiß nicht, in kosher Lezavgon Oichit, in kosher Lezavgon, so can Zay, if I'm missing the Sugya, as a mensch macht a Zay Sort of Shtadlus, a Zay Sort of Shtadlus, and weiter, ich weiß von Meitem Shohoyu, and the Yeshua will come from under art. Can't find it's Takeifig. It's the same Imam Chazal also. It's all three. You don't know where the Yeshua is coming from. And you're talking from God at a place where you wouldn't have thought. Right, I saw in a different sefer under their hair. You have to know that for a shtadlus from a zoinus, a person has to be a shtadlus from a zoinus. And at first you have to do your shtadlus, and then comes the next. And that's the Tzustel the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Taka, about it with the Kriyas Yamsuf over. They first had to have a Mesiris Nefesh. Right? Matitza Kailai, go into the Yam, make the Mesiris Nefesh, be the Nachsha. Not the Rangi. So they're going into the Kriyas Yamsuf over here. V'amayim lehem choymo. V'amayim lehem choymo. V'amayim is gematria emuna, and lohem is gematria betochen. V'amayim lehem choymo. The koyach here is with emuna and betochen. And it's talking about yiru ha'ames Hashem, v'yaminu v'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. I saw in the Nesiv Shalom, he asks, it already says emuna beforehand. V'yamein ha'om. And the Yisro over here is Vayiru Ha'am, Vayar Yisro, they saw. After Re'iyah, not Vayiru, Vayiru is Pachad, but first, Vayar Yisro, after seeing with your eyes, after Re'iyah, then first comes Emunah. Emunah is after Re'iyah. So he tightens up that there's different Madregas in Emunah. There's Emunah Vemoyach, and there's Emunah Belev, and that, Asach Redden making them that if a person knows about something, there's the Adato, but it's not the Madrega of Hashivayis El Vavecha. But he says it's even sharper than that. After Amunah B'moyach and Amunah B'leiv, there's Amunah from Kol Ha'ivorim. The ganze Gufest. Kol Ha'smoyach Te'manu. The Madrega that they had by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Vayaminu, was a higher Madrega Vayaminu. He wants to type that also in the Shira. It says there's a Medrash, a Shver Loshon of a Medrash, up north over here. Miyoyim Shenivra Ha'olam Lo'omad. Someone to say Shira. Or the Marishan didn't say Shira, and Avram was Nitzel from the Kipshin Eish, didn't say Shira. Yitzchak was Nitzel from the Akedah, didn't say Shira. Until the B'nai saw said Shira. And he asked that there are Shiras, there are Midrash and Keseder, and Avram Avinu, and on Odom, and other places, that they did say Shira. He wants to touch up, this was a Bezundara Darga, this Darga of Shira that comes from this Darga of Amunataka, that Kolevorim, the ganze Gufa Durkhiman. Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a shayla in the poiskim. Morgan Abram brings down Simon Samach Zayin. There's a mitzvah esed eraisa ki yedua. Zechirat yitzias mitzrayim. Mitzvah esed eraisa when mekayim is when we say parshas vayoymer that it's twice a day by night and by day. A mitzvah esed eraisa and the minyan a mitzvah to be zoicher yitzias mitzrayim every single day. The Morgan Abram brings Simon Samach Zayin. If a person says od yoshir. He's yoyt to that mitzvah. For whatever reason, he didn't say vayoymer, he didn't say anything else. If he said just od yoshir, you're mekayim the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim with od yoshir. Mirror the koskin, if you say od yoshir, shir fayam, you yoyt to the mitzvah essay deraisa of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. Rab Kveger, in the Hagoyt of Shulchan Aruch, brings from the Chasam Sofer, and the Emes in our Shulchan Aruch, we have also Hagoyt from the Chasam Sofer, there also. Rab Kveger brings it from a different Chasam Sofer, from a tshuva. It's his the Adam he brings from Chosni, Rav Moshe, Mipreshberg, Besefer, Yama Talmud, but the Emes Tuadin, the Chasam Sofer and Hagoyim Shulchan Aruch. So both them are Ma'ir on this Morgan Avram that it's not true that you're not Yoyt if you say of Yoshir, because in Yoshir it doesn't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't mention Yoyim Seif from Eretz Mitzrayim. It's 7 days later. It's not Yoyim Seif Chazocher. It's Yoyim Seif from Eretz Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf is not Yoyim Seif from Eretz Mitzrayim. So we have a machloekes apoyskim, the Morgan Avraham holds that Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf is also part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Mikveger and the Chasam Sofer say, no, the mitzvah is to mention Yom Seif. So what's this vikuach? Then the pasuk says, "Vayoysha Hashem, vayoyim hahu es Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim." So there's a vikuach here: is Kriyas Yamsef an entity farzich, or is part of Yitzias Mitzrayim? L'moshel, efshar hasmach for the Morgan Avram, says Taka, "Vayoysha Hashem, vayoyim hahu." An eved sheborach, an eved runs away, especially he tells he's going for 3 days and then he sneaks out. Eved sheborach chayiv lahashlim, and an eved pasuk in kedushin. If an eved is bereach, he's left to be mashlim. So when Klai Yisrael left on Leil Yedalad, let us vote, it's not over yet. Oh, but by Yah Yisrael, it's Mitzrayim, Meis al Sat Hayom, Misa Sa'odah in his pocket, the Eved got that free, by Misa Sa'odah. Even the Eved Shabora, Sorach Lahashman, by Misa Sa'odah, he got that free. So the Kriyas Yamsuf is packed in Gemar, the Makiv Apatish. Can't that, under his forest. Oh, but this is the Vikur. It's mentioning Kriyas Yamsuf, are you Makai in the Mitzvah Esther of Yisrias Mitzrayim? So we have it as a Machloikis Morgan Avron, Kenegad Abikveg Nacham Soif. So I wanted to see a Dvar Chiddush that Esher, this Machloikis Morgan Avram and Rabbi Kiveger already had Sharoshim earlier. Kiyadua, we always speak about the concept of the Prashas Drochem. If he didn't have a din of the Yoytim Mitzrayim, have a din of the Benoyah or Yisrael, he makes it a Machloikis Achroinim, but then he proves that it's Machloikis Rishoinim, till he proves no, it's a Machloikis in the Gemara, and then he makes it a Machloikis Yoytim and the brothers Alei. He learns up to Sugya. So Im HaRashus Nesunat was that Sort Mahalach that you can find a smach as the Machloikis is ready earlier. Ulai Lahasiya that the Machloikis Morgan Avram and Rabbi Kiveger if Kriyas Yamsef is an entity by itself or it's a chelik of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Efshar is an earlier Machloikis. Efshar Azay. It says that the Rabbi Mishlein told Moshe to tell the Yidden to take Biza when they leave Mitzrayim. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lost to Moshe, he brings it, Shalayoyim HaRaisei Tzadik, Avram Avinu shouldn't come with Tainis. I promise them, Va'avodim v'inu oisom, Va'achrei kem yeitzim rechush gadol. Va'avodim v'inu oisom, kiyamte behem. Va'achrei kem yeitzim rechush gadol, lo'i kiyamte behem. That's why when you leave Mitzrayim, you should ask for a rechush gadol. Correct, the Kasha, kind of we spoke about it last week. That's the reason the Rebbe Shalom has to be Makai. The Rebbe Shalom was Mavtiach to give a rechush gadol. He has to give a rechush gadol. He only has to do it so Avram Avinu shouldn't have Tainis. Kvar, Dibru Bazer Rabin. There's a mahalach from the Goyin. The Goyin says a mahalach like this. He says, the MS, when the Yidden went in Kriyas Yamsuf, there was another Biza. After the Biza of after the Yamsuf, they found the Mitzrayim mace, the Mitzrayim with their chariots, the big chayalim from the Mitzrayim came with all their gold and zol, the ketzef and Avon Taitis. And there was a big Biza in Kriyas Yamsuf. Look at Chazoy. The Rebbeinu Shloim holds like the Morgan Avraham. That Kriyas Yamsuf is part of the Tzias Mitzrayim. Oy Bazoi, if the Eibishter was Mavtiach that he's going to give a Biza, he was Mekayim the Daftoch. By the Yam, he gave a Biza. I promised a Biza by Tzias Mitzrayim. Oh, that's the Tzias Mitzrayim. And Morgan Avram says that it's Tzias Mitzrayim. Oh, but Efshev and Avram Avinu come in with that time. Chavirat Kiveger, in the Chsam Soifer, that the Tzias Mitzrayim is only Yoyim Seifer. So after the boy from Tak, I'm going to give you a Biza by the Yamsuf. But I have to also give you a visa tonight when you're leaving Mitzrayim. Why? Because I don't have to. I was Mafiach, I'm going to give you in 7 days. That's part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Oh, but what about Avraham Avinu? Shalayoyim Aroi Zay Tzadik. And he's going to say, no, it helps with the under tzad. That the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yoyim Seifcha. So of that, he has to also be Mekayim and give a visa on the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Oh, but that be Mekuach of Kriyas Yamsuf. It says in the Shira, Zeh Keli Vanveyu, the Targum says it means that he's going to make Vanveyu, I'm going to make a base Nova, I'm going to make a base Amigdosh. The her over here is, by Kriyas Yamsuf, you have to realize that, besides that it was a Gemara of the Yitzia, it was the Gevaldik Hizgalus of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That was a Chelik of it. And more than a Chelik of it, I think Rabbi Rucham explains that it's not Grado that they had a Gevaldik Hizgalus, Rosh Hashifcha Alayom, Mashle Rosh Yechazku Bambuzi. What, two Bazundra things? Grada Hatzolah from Mitzrayim and Grada Hizgalus? No. The mahus of being in Gansen Yoytzi from Mitzrayim and the Mitzrayim mace and the Yidden going out is because there was a Gevaldik Hizgalus of Shechina. That it's Hainu Hach. Oh, but what are the Yidden saying? Zeh Keli Vanveyu. The Yisoyer, we spoke about it other times, whenever a person has a Yisoyerist, he has to right away put it into action, into a Hachlota, into a Kabbalah. Stamaze being the spoil, but not putting it into something, it will right away fizzle away. Oy Bazoi, the Yidden are saying, we see a Gevaldik Hizgalus HaShechina. Zeh Keli Vanveyu, we're going to go build the Beit HaMikdash. Right away, they don't actually do it now, they're going to the Yama, but they put into action the idea. There's his galus hashchina. We're going to put it into something. We're going to start reinlegging into a vineyard based on English. That's the title here of Zekei Liban Vei. Uberuach hapecho ner mumayim. Stay vital in the shira. Ner mumayim of the targum. Chakim umayim. Chochma. What's the chochma of the mayim? They would say there was a chochma in the mayim. What's the chochma? So first of all, there was a chochma. The mayim realized when to stop splitting and letting the yidden through and to start drowning the mitzrim. I wanted to say a shot. It says that there were three madrekas in the mitzrim. Sabulu kaiferes, yechlemu kakash, and yidmu kaoven. And the different mitzrim, depending on how big of a rasha he is, whether he fell down right away like a ferris, or like an Evan, or like Kash. So the Mayim knows. The Mayim has a chokhmah to be mavchin. Velecha mitzri kum tema zainish, and velecha mitzri kum tema zainish. And ulai, maybe there wasn't three madregas. There's only Kash, Evan, and a ferris. In that gufa, there could be many, many madregas. How much suffering till the metalto up and down? Right, the ferris falls right away and drowns. And the kash is mamish back and forth, up and down. Who said that only three madregas? Ken Zayin, it's thousands. Azai Ezen, Azai Ezen, Azai Ferris, Azai, a little heavier kash. Every mitzri got exactly his just punishment. That's a gewaltig chokhmah. That it was meted out in the kash, Evan and Ferris licked that there was a hashgocha protis, the mefurath on every mitzri, not just the three madregas. Sharfer, yeder mitzri, genoi vot kultem. A gewaltige chokhmah in the mayim was a kelichin that the mayim knew to punish in a zawi. You have the Shira ends, it's a shayla and the poiskim, weiter. It's the last pasuk of Shira, there's a lot of nafkaminis. Ramoshal and Hilchas Ksiba Sefer Torah, Shira Tayam is written in a different surah. The last pasuk of Shira is Hashem Yimloich La'olam Voed, or is the last pasuk of the Shira Kivos Sus Paroi Berichvoi? That pasuk, is it part of it? In the parasha, it's that part of that parasha. But is it part of the Shira? I once tried to make the cheshbon because I know it's brought down from the Arizal that there are 18 times it says Shem Hashem in the Shira. And he has a whole cheshbon for that. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar brings it already also. I was mesupik if in counting the Shemos, if it counts the one of pasuk Yates over here, Vayoshev Hashem, Eleim Es Me'ayom. It's an afkamina legabi certain other shemos that are in the Shira. I'm not sure. It says it says other shemos besides Hashem. It says Elikei a few times. It says Kol one. Which one counts for the cheshbon of the 18? And it would be an afkamina if you count also this pasuk of Kivos Sus Paris. But Kamur, it's Negeya also Halacha Lamaisa and Ksiva Sefer Torah. Well, whether you say it. The Machtis HaShekel in Hilchas Psukah Dezimra in Simen Nun Aleph, when he says that we're supposed to say Ol Yosher in Psukah Dezimra, clears, are you supposed to say this pasuk of Kivos Sus Paroi? There are those that say Hashem Yimloich Lo'olam Voed twice, because like they're stressing about this is the end. Some even say it was the Targum, because they're stressing this is the end of the Shira. But he says, if anything, if Kivos Sus Paroi is the last pasuk, then maybe you should say Kivos Sus Paroi twice. It's not a dramatic climax of Hashem Yimloich twice. If the last pasuk of a Shira, you double over. If the last pasuk is Kivosus, so you should say Hashem Yimloich once and say Kivosus twice. And he says he was boidik in various Sifrei Torah. He brings, this is an Ochas Sukkah de Zimra, but he's bringing that he checked in various old Sifrei Torah that it says one way and the other way, and he makes a whole matzul matan if the Kivosus paroi is a chelik of the Shira. This is the Machtas HaShekel in Simen Nun Aleph. This is all the Parshas Hamon. Staten Gracious. Vayivorach alikim es yoyim ha-shvi, vayikadesh oisoi. Zok Rashi. Vayivorach alikim es yoyim ha-shvi, birchoi bimon, shekol yomois ha-shavua yorod lehem mon, uvi yoyim ha-shvi shi'i lachem mishma. Bekitshoi, the kedusha of Shabbos, shemon lo yorod v'shabbos. V'hamikra kosov ala osis. Shteitin Rashi goren, sheshes yimei bereshes, already licked all the metzias from Shabbos, and from sheshes yimei bereshes. So the taitch is, sort of Prime Finlander says it, but you have to know if saying here a vort in morning, you're saying here a taitch in Shabbos. But he says the vart is in the sheishes you made bereish in the sheishes yomim your oisik in panos. Grad in the door hamidbar, the door hamidbar was the door of the oichli amon. You read that Hamon was the shefa of panos. In a different door, there's other oifanim of ishtablus in panos. But either way, by yivarech alikim es yoyim. Hashvi, that he was berchoy, that the tishtadus of parnasis from the first 6 days. The kitchoy b'mon shalo yorat. And who adin b'shabbos? Shekom alach b'chasuyin. You don't know from the Shekom alach b'chasuyin. Mon lo yorin b'shabbos. But the emes is, where's the shefa of the 6 days? Haka from the Shabbos. Now, Father, the brocha is nevea from the Shabbos. Oh, but the tzura is that there's the 6 days and there's the seven. Rashi many imbarations is telling you to back on the month. Who adin? Who adin? It's on the parnasa of the other doors. It's the vayivorech and vayikadish. Now, stay to back in the month. Here in Imam Telech Emon, Leman anasenu hayelech v'sayrosi imon. Mon was in the soyin. As I state, you read this Amon, the Dora, Oichle Amon, it is in a sign. What's in a sign of the Oichle Amon? So Rabbi Yonis Naivish, it says, because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, pass the Melech Toichel. The person wants to be Matzleich in Torah, it's pass the Melech Toichel. And here he has Amon, and he can think about Kol Minei Zachen, pizza, marshmallows, Tzatel Mishzachen. The Nesoyin is no. Trust in the pass the Melech Toichel, that's in a sign. The Nesoyin is Taka Trachten, they can pass the Melech Toichel. Another pshat is the nesoyin of the mon. Bemes it's a mishnah pirkei avos. Yofet talmud Torah in derech eretz. She yigia shneim mishkachas ovin. A person has the mutcha sai in oisik and parnosa and sai in learning. And when you have the nesoyin of being from the oichle amon of ben Torah, but it's kol kulei nor ala Torah, and they're doing on his parnosa, so he's the oichle amon. You have to realize it's a nesoyin. It's a nesoyin. The Hainu, Yedr Eina, has his Nesoyin, what he has to do. But if you have a Ben Torah who's Ala Torah Valavoida and his Parnasa is Mitupo, and he learns the amount that a Valabos is working, learns, Vaseis, and he learns it to be out. Ochen Ve. Lamad Anaseno. A person has to know if he is in a Zah Matzah, if he's in a Matzah from Oichle Amon, Sephora Tichfan Emet. Not to be Mistapit Pamut. That's the Nesoyin. That's the Nesoyin of the month. What did the month taste like? So we know the month tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like. Whatever you wanted the month tasted like. I'm very interested. I wasn't sure exactly the Gedorim of this Inyan, what it tastes like. In Hilchos Brachos, what you made a bracha kefi what your machshava was. It was Kedima, first you thought Hamoitzi, then you thought Hagof, and Maga Esh, you had in mind the Seder Advarim. These spells are always the Gedorim. Lemaitha in the Pasuk says, V'taymoi ketapichas bedvash. So how does that stem? It says it tasted like anything you wanted. So interesting, the lashon of the Medrash is, the Medrash says, the mon tasted, it's a steer. In one place it says, Hinani Mamta Lochem Lechem. In another place it says, V'taymoi kitapiches bidvash. Taymoi means, Echa b'shishim, is bottle, is the tam, nois in tam. It's tam was not dvash, it was much sweeter than dvash. V'taymoi kitapiches bidvash. The nois in tam of it, the 1/60th of it, is dvash. And the last one is, it says in the pasuk later on, in V'taymoi kitam l'shara shomen. So there's a steer. Is it lechem? Is it dvash? Is it shemen? Interesting medrash. The medrash asks the sphere. Zok the medrash. I'm more into kazakh about the mon. It tasted whatever you wanted. And it says, for tinoikos, it tasted like shemen. For zkeinim, it tasted like vash. And for bochum, it tasted like lechem. Adoy sul taimim. So many things. It could be lechem, it could be shemen, it could be dvash. That's what it means. It's like a pizza though. It could be shemen, it could be dvash, it could be lechem. That's what it has all the time. It's a spirit that lechem, dvash, and shemen. The terrace is, it tastes like anything. Any one of these three things. Lechem, shemen, dvash. And that's found in the pasuk. Peseach es yodecha umazbiya l'chol chai rotzoin. Not peseach es yodecha umazbiya l'chol chai mozoin. Peseach es yodecha umazbiya l'chol chai rotzoin. What your rotzoin is. Azoy filu shogim shemen vash. Avada the push the pshat is that it tasted like anything, and then it's terik the kasha. So what does it mean? V'taymoi ketapiches bedvash. L'chayra it tasted like whatever you wanted. So Amol, I wanted to answer. Now what does it mean? It tasted like dvash. If you didn't think bechlal, if you didn't think, then it tasted like dvash. Now I got the kasha. There's an imra from the Chofetz Chaim. As the Chofetz Chaim must have corrected him, what did the month taste like? And he didn't think about anything. And the Chofetz Chaim said a gewaldike, valuable yisoid for life. And he said, as mitrachnis potas is kentam. If you do something without thinking, your target doesn't have a time. And my mentor was telling me, getrachterai. If you do it without thinking, it doesn't have a time. So it's hard to push you with duchte. So what's meant is the time make it a piece of advash. As mitrachnis potas is kentam. And if you can think about pizza also, so what's meant is the time make it a piece of advash. Aber gesagt, du sag, posh it tell. You know when it tastes like advash? If someone wants that it should taste like mon. Hanke batzen, a person is eating the mon, he says, I want it to taste like mon. Wie kam von mon? Aber first it wasn't. The time is a piece of advash. As betrag nicht so, dass ich kein Tag. Aber mon hat a Tag von advash. Er schon das kann sein, ist der Mahal. They saw a vitamin in the parsha, the Yidden are complaining. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'nachnu mo ki aleinu, lo yaleinu slunu sechem ki al Hashem. V'nachnu mo. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Klapi this Klal Yisrael, who are we b'chlam? Gemara Chulin, that's Peites. The Gemara says, Godo ma'ashenemer v'moshe v'aron yoysim ma'ashenemer v'Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu said, Anoichi ofer v'efer. Of Moshe v'aron, they said even more. They said, "Banachnu mo, mo is garnished, gold garnished. Not even offer of eifer. Mo, what binach? What binach is even less than offer of eifer? What binach? That's pasuk pshat. Mo is even less. But the first gemara that it's a higher madrega. It's a higher madrega of anova. Avraham Avinu's madrega of anova was offer of eifer. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Banachnu mo." And again, kipshutai it means mo is gone. But the beautiful pshat from Meir Shapiro in Lublin. What makes us that Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega is the Nachnu Mo? He said, based on a story that he said over from Rabbi Yonason Ibishitz. Rabbi Yonason Ibishitz once came to a city, right before, to a little shtetl, right before Yom Kippur, and he was stuck at Yom Kippur. And he saw there was one Yid Taka that was Erev Yom Kippur ready, the person was already preparing Zich, and he was davening, and he was saying, Bechavon and Bechi is Gedoyla Selikai, Achaloy Nitzarti, Kiyu Loy Nitzarti, Offer Ani Bechayai, Offer Eitzah, Offer Ani Bechayai, Kavachoyim and Nisotin. Mamish, Azakavon, he saw this person is Mamish, and he was Mispaltaka, who this person is, Azah, Nova, Azah, Pashtas. The next morning by davening, by Kriya Satoyru, they gave, Shishi or Shlishi, they gave to an Andra, and this tire Yid, felt that it wasn't a fikvoidi, he felt that it succumbed to him the only year. Once again, Kotlus of Rokim, worse than the big one, it's Nitzayach, Imamish, he went to Oysmensh, Kotlus against the Gab, against the Rov, against the Abyanis, Mamish, against everyone. So Tutach and Aval. So Moise Yom Kippur, Abyanis, and Abishis went to him and asked him, he says, give me the first thing. You were saying, when Azak Avona, Hachal and Itzalti, Ofar and Ibechayo, Itaka, Bimin, Agornish, Ver, Bistun, Ver. So what's the greatest good? Dinah, the Yen, Ali. So you told him, he says, you don't understand. Clapping your boy in the shloilom, avade, actually, nitzarti, any kedai, offer any bechayai. Oh, but there, Yankel, scoop them shishi. Stop me. What is? Zok, to a mayor, Shapir, that's the pshat. Avraham Avinu said, anoichi offer of a efer, taka, or beklapi, the boy in the shloilom. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, v'nachmu mo'a to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Dos of the hecher of Madrega. Had a feel of papa and under a yid, to first thing, v'nachmu mo'a. That's the type that is an under a It's an Andra Madre. Yeah. Ramanala Zaitan.